Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Nobody does it better than Regent Seven Seas Cruises. Enjoy all-inclusive, unrivaled luxury with unlimited shore excursions, indulgent cuisine, personalized service, and more aboard spacious all-suite ships. Visit rssc.com to experience the unrivaled.
Hello out there, and welcome to the Danny
Rihanna Show. This is Danny Pena, Rihanna's husband.
And this is Rihanna Manuel Pena, Danny's wife. And we are recording right now in Danny's car. We are back in the United States. So we are in Las Vegas, picking up our daughter, visiting family for New Year's. Today is New Year's Day.
New Year's Day. Happy New Year, everyone.
Happy New Year. And we figured for New Year's, why not just kind of like review what our trip was like to Punta Cana and talk about things that were the same, things that were different, what we liked, what we didn't like, and how we're going to be taking that information and moving forward with our plans to relocate our family.
And we learned a lot of things this time around. Lots of things. And I know we mentioned it previously in the last video where there was we had a lot of goals during this trip. And I feel like we achieved all of it.
Yeah.
We surpassed them.
Yeah, and if you're listening on the audio podcast, be sure to check out our YouTube channel so you can see what it was like to run around DR for 2 weeks with a baby and our parents and friends that we made and family. So yeah, go ahead and check that video out. But moving on with this episode, Danny, I want to ask you first, because I have a list. Is there anything that like really jumped out at you that was different about living in Dominican Republic versus living in, I won't even say America, but living in Los Angeles? Because America is huge, right? The United States is very different depending on where you are. Mm-hmm. But our marriage and our life and our family has been in LA. So mm-hmm. what is something that really jumped out at you as like one of the biggest takeaways of living in LA versus visiting DR?
I'll tell you the most important thing. Traffic is not as bad as LA, but driving it is insane.
Yeah,
that's something that I got used to it right away, because I used to live there, so I have an idea how driving is over there. But that's something that people are not used to, going to another country, and the way how people drive is totally different. Some people, you know, will be, you know, more slower drivers and all, but man, this was like really intense. That was something that I was like, ooh, that's a lot. But that's something we have to get used to overall, you know, but.
Yeah, that's one of the things on my list, too. I have a list. And
okay.
Yeah, traffic, what I wrote is traffic is not as bad as people say. It moves consistently and people go off script a lot, but no worse than New York. So
Yeah. There's
a lot of people kind of just like, if they need to make a left turn and it's hard and there's people in the way, they'll just kind of push out and do it. Or, you know, if they want to pass someone who's going really slow in, you know, one lane of traffic per direction, they'll just go on the shoulder and pass them. Like, there's a lot of people just kind of doing whatever, but I have not seen any major issues with it. Like, people just keep things moving. I think that's what's kind of on the good side about it. Yes, it's people are moving unexpectedly, but everybody's moving. Like, we didn't sit in traffic at any point, I don't think. Can you recall?
Not at all. I mean, the only time was like a red light. That's
oh yeah.
That's about it. But clear, yeah. That thing too is, man, the food, man. Oh, it was so good. It was so good.
Yeah.
Not eating junk. It was just
yeah.
It was just organic, well cooked, different type of meals. And we also checked out like Japanese restaurants. We went to like a Dominican restaurant, Italian restaurant.
We went to Taco Bell, KFC. We didn't hit Starbucks, but what else did we do? We did Wendy's a couple times.
I know people were like, wait, is that real food? Like, yeah, it was real food. It didn't taste like here.
And it's interesting because some of the menu items are a little different. Like, yeah. I noticed that Wendy's, I want to say, and Taco Bell, they had like fries with queso and bacon or sausage on top. And I'm like, at a Taco Bell, like, sure. And a Wendy's, sure. And it was so good.
Like, it was really good.
It's one of my favorite side dishes, but it's not like a typical Dominican thing. It's just interesting that popped up on menus here and there. I will say, and we gave more specific detailed breakdowns on our socials of like each individual like American fast food restaurant. But in general, I could tell the ingredients were fresher, you know, and sometimes that's good. Sometimes you want the nasty processed food. Like I missed in the quesadilla, specifically from Taco Bell, they didn't have that zesty sauce on it. It was actual real cheese sauce, which was good, but different, you know, like a little bit different than what we're used to and probably better. Like it doesn't have a bunch of sugar and salt in it. But yeah, the palate was a little different for sure.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of it. Also, I think this is the first time that we met a lot of new people that, you know, lives there. Some of them are expats. I mean, the majority of them are expats.
Lots
of them. Where we started talking and learned more about how it is living over there, living outside of the United States. And I love that everybody has like their own way. You know, like one person we met, she's retired, you know, but she was there with her son. Her son is from Los Angeles. And we started talking about why they moved over there and also how electricity works over there. It's very expensive, but he gave us some tips on how to save money, like things like that. I was like, okay, that's pretty cool. Like everybody was very like, they wanted to give us advice because they will also want other people to have a great experience living over there. So that's something that I didn't get done the last two trips. It was more like, we're just there hanging out. This one was more like learning more about the area and learning about living there as a person, you know, as an expat.
Yeah, I like that. We learned a lot about what people do to make it feel more comfortable for what they're used to. Mm-hmm. And not in a way that you're trying to, like, move around having a Dominican experience, but more just, like, making it so you're not as shocked by the transition. Mm-hmm. And we talked to people who have solar panels to lower their energy costs. And, you know, also just, you know, better for the grid. There's people who talked about getting water filtration and water softener treatments for their whole house so that you can, you know, use the sink water the way you're used to using, or, you know, do whatever you need to do for like your pets or your kids or and all that stuff, and not have to worry about the water being a little bit more mineralized. Mm-hmm. There's other, and I have that written down. Yeah, American conventions are easy to install. There's another thing that we've heard from at least one other YouTube channel that there used to be or is currently like a problem with trash. Mm-hmm. In Punta Cana, I personally haven't seen that. And we went all over. Like, we went to Friusa, we went to Capcana, we went to Vista Cana, we're up in Bavaro a couple times. Like we've went around, right? Mm-hmm. And I did not ever at any point feel like, oh, there's a lot of trash here, the way I do in LA. Yeah. And the way I do in a lot of major cities in the United States. There's trash on the ground a lot of places. I did not feel like I saw that in Punta Cana at all.
Yeah, I mean, when you go outside of Punta Cana,
But I heard about this specific, people at least have said it's
in Punta Cana.
I was like, I didn't feel like it was trash.
No, I didn't see
maybe
that.
It is compared to like, I don't know, like Germany or something. I don't know wherever they were from. But one thing that I did think that was interesting, I wrote this down here, is that people don't lock their trash. And I know that sounds weird, but in certain parts of LA or even, you know, just outside and, you know, more in the mountains or in the suburbs, like, people have to lock their trash because animals can get into it. And they didn't have that at all. Like, the trash cans that you put outside for trash day, which was more than once a week, it was like a few times a week, which is awesome. The trash cans are smaller, and they were normal trash cans, like the, you know, was it several gallon size trash cans you would have in your house, were just sitting out on the curb with normal lids that you would just, you know, throw a couple bags of trash in it, and every other day or so people would come and collect it. And I was like, oh, that's great. Like, we don't have to have a mountain of trash in the house. Another thing I noticed in the several houses we've been inside in Punta Cana, and this is in Punta Cana Village, in Capcana, or in Vista Cana, nobody really had a bunch of trash cans in their house either. Like, you had a few smaller trash cans in your house, but for the most part, people just immediately take the trash outside. Mm-hmm. And I was like, that's such a random little thing that you don't think about, because I was almost going into the kitchens or places we were staying and looking under the sinks, like, where are all the trash cans? And the answer was, like, people put it in a bag and then take it out every time they leave, because they leave a house a lot, mm-hmm. number one. Number two, the trash comes up very often. They don't have to save it up for a week. And number three, they're usually out doing things. They don't collect a lot of garbage. Mm-hmm. And I was like, that's really interesting, like, how we consume so much and we're hoarding our trash in our homes so often that we need to build special places in our kitchen for the trash when other people just throw it outside.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, yeah, that makes a lot more sense when you don't have to protect your trash from animals.
Yeah, lots of makes a lot of sense. Yeah. And also, it's cool. We notice where people are using a lot of golf carts in the different places that we were checking out to.
Golf carts and motorcycles.
The reason is because they just stay around the area. They don't go too far. They have everything that they need, and that's all they need. And of course, they use their car if they have to, like, get out of that area. But the majority of them just have it at the house, charge it, drive around. They go to the beach. They go to the bars, gym, supermarket. There's a bunch of places people could go, you know. And plus, one thing that I didn't get to see this from previously was the charging station. That's something that I really wanted to check out.
That was cool.
The way how it works. And it was, like, typically here, the charging station is just for the car. The charging station I was at was for not only cars, but all the type of vehicles.
I saw big trucks charging EVs there, like big haul, like buses.
I even saw
a lot of golf carts.
Very small cars that maybe like only for like two people. That's also
delivery cars.
Yeah. And that's like workers. They like do stuff around the area and for like other things. I also got to see golf carts. People could go over there and charge their golf carts. I haven't got to see that here at a charging station, you know. So that's something that was very different, I think, to get used to.
It was cool though.
But it was really cool. It was really very relaxing. I love the setup. You go in, there's like multiple spots to eat. It's kind of like a restaurant kind of thing. Lounge, they have a big screen. Sometimes they have like sports there. You could just go. Also meeting rooms if you want to like make some calls, private meeting rooms. And that was really cool too. And also upstairs, there's a company where you could rent EV cars. And I forgot the name. It was like Europe Car or something like that.
I don't know if you
got, yeah.
I didn't go upstairs. Yeah, one of my goals was to find a place where I could go and like work to get out of the house when we do move there. We're going to obviously have home offices to do our remote work, but I did want a place to go if I just needed another change of scenery. Mm-hmm. And working from there was so nice. And like, I even like made some content there. I actually added a photo to my photo series that I'm still working on. And mm-hmm. The Wi-Fi was really good. The people were nice. You could order food or walk up to the counter. They had lots of snacks, a couple different little mini restaurants there. Like, it's a great facility and it's air conditioned. Mm-hmm. So, you know, if you just need to beat the heat and go over there. And obviously we were driving a rental car while we were there and it was a regular gas car. And I just parked and I said, hey, is in Spanish. In my Spanish, I said, hey, can I stay here and work? And they're like, yeah, sure. Like, it was super chill. So I liked it. It was really cool. Another thing kind of like, going off of the point that people don't really have to drive a lot there and they can use these smaller vehicles, nothing is far in Punta Cana specifically.
And
basically anything that's like people like, oh, I have to go far, that's a drive, was 30 minutes. And when you say that to somebody who lives in Los Angeles, I literally laughed. Like, I had to giggle and then I had to explain, like, I'm sorry, I'm not making fun of you, I'm not laughing at you. It takes us a round trip 3 hours to pick someone up from the airport. So when they're like, oh, it's 30 minutes, it's so far. I'm like, okay, like, sure, but that's not far at all. And I like that. And it's obviously a very good positive transition for us. Other people might have similar situations where they live where nothing is far away, but that was pretty cool. And kind of on the flip side of that, we met a lot of people who live in Santiago or in Santo Domingo, a lot more in Santo Domingo, that would drive up to Punta Cana like it's nothing. Like 2 hours, I think. They would drive up. Like, some people drove up just to have dinner with us one night. And it's like, wow, like people from the other cities in Dominican Republic just bounce around between all of them like it's no big deal. And when I think about it, like, we're in Vegas right now. We're about to drive home to LA. Like, yeah, we do that too, but we drive so much further. And for them, they can do a round trip in a day because like 2 hours, you know, like again, that could be us just going across town. So it's not a big deal for them to move from city to city, which I think is really cool because that means there's so much more for us to go see and we don't have to spend a lot of money on, you know, flights or trains or whatever. Like, we could just drive in your EV and grab a hotel for the night and then drive back in the morning if we want to go somewhere.
I have a question. What you think of Dominican time when people are like, hey, let's meet up at this time? And then you show up exactly at a time, but you're not there yet.
It wasn't as bad as I thought. Like, so the way that I've grown up, is there's this thing called CP time or colored people time. You could use a more inappropriate term if you want. But essentially, anytime somebody says, oh, I'm on my way, it means they just got out of bed. Or if they say, I'm in the car, it means they're just now putting on their clothes. Or I'm down the street, which means they literally just, you know, stopped at the gas station and, you know, you won't see them until they get all the way there. I'm used to that. So, like, that part didn't really throw me off that much. Now, obviously, when we were making appointments for business, people were on time. I like that people can see a lot without having to go very far or, you know, spend a lot of money just like we would here, but, you know, easier and quicker. A couple of negatives really quickly. When tourist season picks up, so like in the holidays, like in maybe in July when we went, it wasn't so bad, but this time and when it's colder, right, in December and for New Year's Eve especially, places got really packed and it was really low service quality because places were just overwhelmed with customers.
And that's only in Punta Cana, like the touristy area of Punta Cana, not all areas.
For sure. So that's something to think about, like when we live there, just like in LA, when it's tourist season, when there's a lot of people coming in, it's going to get a little bit less convenient and to go out and do things because there's just too many people around. So that's something to keep in mind. Another thing, people like to do things face to face. It's not a negative, but it's just something that you have to prepare for. Like nobody wants to just talk on the phone or text. Like they want to go sit and eat and hang out for hours. Mm. And if you don't have a lot of free time, that could be stressful. But we plan to make our life change. Part of this journey of having more time to connect with people in face-to-face is going to be part of that. Mm-hmm. So, yes, we'll still have our business that we have to do in the States and other countries as well and work with people remotely. But I feel like we're going to be doing a lot more business face-to-face with people when we're there. And maybe some of the people that we work with in the States will come visit and do that as well. We'll see. Not knowing the language is not an issue at all. Honestly, half of the signs, more than half, as we're driving down the highway are in English. Most of the places you would go as a tourist, somebody there speaks English. And I know Spanish. I can understand almost everything in Spanish. I'm slower to speak. But even in my struggle Spanglish, I got around just fine. I did plenty of things on my own and people were very patient and they understand, right? Like, and it's not just English that people only speak there. Like there's people from so many different countries. Like it's like we heard Russian, we heard Swedish, we heard Portuguese. Yeah, it was a nice family from Brazil. Their baby shared their toys with Violet. It was really sweet. But yeah, stuff like that just happens all the time. Like everybody's there to meet people and to be social. And it's just a really welcoming environment. And I really like that. But yeah, like there's a lot of global culture there. And even memes, like 6-7 meme is down there. Like people know what's going on because the internet has connected the whole world. So it doesn't feel like we're really leaving in the same way as maybe it would have, I don't know, a decade ago. It still feels like there's people there that we can connect with and have community with. And that was the whole point. So I'm glad that proved out.
Yeah. And one last thing about that, they also have their own memes too.
They do. Yeah,
so that's something I want to...
They do. And they're funny. Real quick, one huge positive that I love, and this is kind of like part of the larger culture that we're excited to join in Dominican Republic, fewer ads. There are fewer ads on every TV station we saw, fewer ads on the radio. Like there's not as much, everything is selling something to you in your face all the time. Like when you go to the gas station and pump gas, there's not a screen there showing you an ad for something. There's fewer like billboards for stuff.
No, that was a lot of billboards.
A lot of billboards for businesses, but not like consumerism. Like a lot of it was an advertising experiences and not necessarily stuff. Like, and I love that. That's one thing that we're really excited about to change because, you know, we live in this world where it's like you have to buy something every 30 seconds to feel like you have everything you need to be happy. And I'm glad that that is not part of the underlying culture there. And even in the tourist area, it's, well, maybe especially because it's in the tourist area that's turning into a family area, you're encouraged to just experience things and not necessarily buy things. And I like that. I like that a lot. That's kind of like my biggest takeaway is it feels like the type of life changes that we're trying to make.
Yeah, and hopefully we'll have some updates about our journey of buying a house out there. Right now, we're just going to flow and talk about it in the future. We'll see. But anything else before we wrap it up?
No, I'm just excited. I'm excited for our lives. I'm excited to move. I'm excited to get more into the home buying process. And we plan to take you along that journey with some special ideas that we've been throwing around with some people that we met there. Mm-hmm. And yeah, like this new project, I guess, this new phase of life should be pretty interesting. And it's given me a lot of hope, which I need right now. I think a lot of people need that right now. So if we can help you feel hopeful just living vicariously through us sharing our story, or if there's anything you want to hear about from us specifically, reach out, let us know. And we're sharing a lot because we always do, but we're happy to share this because I feel like it's really filled with joy.
Yeah. Well, I just want to say, everyone, thank you for watching our videos live from Punta Cana, now here back in the States. And we'll keep you guys posted about future episodes here. The Danny Ariana Show, we're going to have more episodes coming up very, very soon. So
some about gaming while traveling at the beach.
Sure. Yeah. All right, everyone, until next time. Bye.
That was so perfect one time. Mm-hmm.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Some days call for some oomph to amplify your everyday look. Like when you want the look of false lashes without the extra effort. Reach for Thrive Cosmetics Liquid Lash Volumizer Mascara. Or when you want all eyes on your smile, keep Empower Gloss Ultra Glossy Lip Serum in your bag. It's a burst of 24-hour hydration that smooths like a serum, shines like a gloss, and can be worn sheer or layered. You'll also look and feel your best with Thrive Cosmetics. Plus, every product is 100% vegan, cruelty-free, and made with clean, skin-loving ingredients that work with your skin, not against it. And for every product purchased, Thrive Cosmetics donates to help communities thrive. So every time you use your favorite Thrive Cosmetics product, you're helping communities you care about too. Amplify your everyday. Go to thrivecosmetics.com/shine26 for an exclusive offer of 20% off your first order. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/shine26.
Hello, America. It's your new favorite podcast here.
Yes, it's James and Andy, two fourths of the British podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do facts. We do weird facts, fun facts, facts you've never heard before. James, give us a fact.
Did you know you may be able to cure chronically blocked noses with a snot transplant?
Lovely, lovely facts.
If you want to hear us, go to wherever you get your podcasts and search for No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We'll see you there.